I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. When in doubt, form a group. And when it comes to mapping the way forward in Libya, the U.S. and its allies decided to do just that today in London. The group they agreed to form is charged with coordinating all international action on Libya. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told the meeting in London that it's going to take a unified front to force real change in Tripoli.
Long-term progress in Libya will not be accomplished through military means. All of us have to continue the pressure on and deepen the isolation of the Gaddafi regime. This includes a unified front of political and diplomatic pressure that makes clear to Gaddafi he must go.
Hence the new contact group on Libya formed today. The BBC's diplomatic correspondent Jonathan Marcus is in London. Jonathan, tell us what this group is all about.
Well, in essence, if you think back some 10 days, there was a conference in Paris which effectively launched the air campaign to enforce the UN Security Council resolutions against the Libyan regime. Today's meeting in London has reaffirmed that the military campaign must continue, but it's tried to give more of a political slant to the Libyan crisis, really trying to chart a way forward to a political future, a democratic future for Libya once Colonel Gaddafi goes, if indeed he goes. And so that contact group is going to be a crucial sort of steering group which will liaise between all of the many nations involved and also some of the key regional actors like the African Union and, of course, more broadly, the United Nations.
Right. So the members of this group don't just mirror to a large part NATO. It's larger than that.
Well, it's not so much NATO. It is broader than that. And I think what we're seeing is a clear division of labor between NATO and the coalition actors who are actually prosecuting the military campaign. I think that what we're going to see in the coming days is a renewed effort to try and reach some kind of diplomatic resolution to this crisis. The UN Special Envoy is going back to Libya for talks with both sides. It looks as though the African Union is very eager to try and broker some sort of ceasefire deal. And of course, you don't see it in the public statement issued at the end of this conflict, but there's growing talk on the margins of some kind of exit route being afforded to the Libyan leader, should he want to go, which clearly would be an elegant way of ending this crisis once and for all.
Are there sharp differences among the foreign ministers gathered there about the ultimate goal in Libya? I mean, is it humanitarian protection of civilians and rebels in the east, or are there people who really want Gaddafi out now?
Well, there are a lot of people who want Gaddafi to go. There aren't very many people who are prepared to do whatever might be necessary to achieve that goal. And I think that's, in a sense, the problem. We're told again and again by governments they don't want regime change. Equally, the same actors say we want to see the back of Colonel Gaddafi. And remember, too, that at least two of the key members of this coalition, France and Qatar, those two countries have already actually recognized the transitional committee in Libya as effectively the legitimate representatives of the Libyan people. So how the French and Qatar can say on the one hand they're not really backing regime change, in their own minds, in their own diplomacy, they already seem to have enacted a regime change in one sense.
Right. Speaking of the Transitional National Council, I understand a leader of the Benghazi-based group was in London today, but not at the conference. Was their discussion at the conference of how to further aid the Libyan rebels?
Well, not aid in the sense of weaponry or anything like that, but there was certainly discussion about how to draw in a wide range of Libyan actors into this political process, and that council is going to be one of the actors involved. It was interesting because, as you say, there were no Libyan representatives actually at the conference table. I think that is essentially because it's a matter of diplomatic protocol. They've only been recognized by two of the countries involved in this conference, and so it wouldn't be appropriate for them to sit at the conference table as the representatives, or even the provisional representatives of the Libyan people.
Jonathan Marcus, the BBC's diplomatic correspondent, he's been speaking to us about the conference on Libya held in London today. Thank you very much, Jonathan.
Thank you. A pleasure.